Mr. Powell says the task of implementing the roadmap will not be easy, as underscored by the violence in the area in the last few days. But in comments after talks Friday with the Emir of Qatar, the secretary said he is encouraged that strategic changes in the Middle East might provide a fresh start for the Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
I'm anxious to see if we cannot make progress as rapidly as possible and take advantage of the new strategic situation created by the end of the regime in Baghdad and the new strategic situation created by the appointment of a Palestinian prime minister and the presentation of the roadmap.
Mr. Powell said Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas must bring under control Palestinian elements involved in violence and terrorism. He said he will press Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to fulfill Israel's obligations under the peace plan, and he appeared to dismiss Israeli pressure to amend the roadmap.
We've laid it down, and we realize that both sides will have comments on it. We're prepared to look at the comments, and really it's important for both sides to talk to each other and let us not go into another endless loop of discussions and negotiations.
Appearing alongside Mr. Powell, the Qatari leader, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, said the roadmap is a good proposal already accepted by the Palestinians, and he said for it to be fulfilled, both sides will have to make sacrifices. Mr. Powell is to hold talks Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Sharon in Jerusalem and with Mr. Abbas in the nearby West Bank town of Ramallah. U.S. officials say there are no plans for the secretary to meet Palestinian Authority Chief Yasser Arafat, whose leadership, they say, has been tainted by links to terrorism. The Secretary of State will brief leaders of Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia after his talks with the parties, and will also visit Russia, Bulgaria, and Germany before returning to Washington late next week. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.